Welcome to Cattle HQ, a podcast from industry experts and progressive producers discussing cutting-edge info about the cow-calf sector to keep cattlemen and women in the know and positively affect their bottom line.
Welcome to Cattle HQ, brought to you by South Dakota State University Extension. I am Robin Salverson, cow-calf field specialist, living the life in Lemon, South Dakota. I am joined by Dr. Lorna Sabo-Wundahead. She is our SDSU Extension Family Resource Management Field Specialist. And so I'm really excited during this episode to have Lorna here. So welcome, Lorna.
Thanks for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. And so during this episode of Cattle HQ, I'm excited to have our listeners learning more about an upcoming program that Lorna is hosting. And I'm going to have her give her more details about that, but it's about whole farm planning, and it's really focused toward our farm and ranch families. So I think it's a great topic for our listeners to hear about.
All right. So Robin, as Robin said, the program is called Whole Farm Planning. It is a program that was developed through Ohio State University Extension, and it was funded by grants from the American Farmland Trust and the North Central Sustainable Agricultural Research Education, also known as SARE. That might be more familiar to people. And as a part of the Whole Farm Planning Program, there's two modules. One is about integrating childcare into your whole farm plan. The other is integrating health care and health insurance into your whole farm plan. The main objectives of both of these modules and this entire program is to help farmers and ranch families become more sustainable by being able to make decisions and increase their knowledge about healthcare and what healthcare or health insurance options are available, and also childcare. As we know, young farm families have children, and we can't have children on the farm all the time because of safety issues. And so depending on their age, they're going to need some childcare. Childcare is very expensive. We have a shortage in childcare options throughout the state. And so this program helps kind of understanding that intersection of childcare, farm risk management, and families' quality of life. We look at, with the childcare module, really understanding some different options for childcare and options for integrating the costs into the farm and or household budget, and then looking at different resources that are available for integrating childcare into the farm plan. When we're looking at healthcare and health insurance, really just kind of looking at some of those same objectives of understanding the healthcare-related topics as a risk management issue for the family and the enterprise, understanding how of health insurance as a risk management strategy, looking at different types of health insurance options that are available, and then looking at those different resources. So what we have planned upcoming in November is we're going to conduct this program in Winner, South Dakota. The location will be at the Winner Extension Regional Center. On November 12th, we'll be doing the program Integrating Childcare into Your Whole Farm Plan. On November 19th, we'll be conducting the Integrating Healthcare and Health Insurance into Your Whole Farm Plan. We are hoping families come to both or either of these sessions. For the program, we are going to provide a meal and then go through the program. And then we're also going to have a panel of speakers with expertise on the different topics attend the program, and they'll share their expertise, and then the participants can learn a little bit more specifically about what resources are available. Let's see, I'm going to stop there and have Robin ask questions.
Yeah, so there's a lot of great information going to be shared on November 12th and November 19th there in Winner. But kind of going back, you said risk management. We really do have to manage our risks, don't we? And there's a lot of risks on the farm and ranch. And I think the two programs that you're holding are two modules, if you would say, of whole farm planning, really are helping us mitigate some risks, both financial risks, I think is kind of where your focus is, right? And we also know that healthcare, health insurance is, I don't know, a challenge, I think. And maybe you want to visit a bit more about that and why you're focusing on that.
So when you look at healthcare for farm and ranch families, if you are, fully immersed in the farm, your option for health insurance in most cases is private health insurance, which is very expensive. There are some other options, and this is something that we address in the program, and that's using the healthcare marketplace. And that helps the to you know that was developed through the Affordable Care Act and in 2009. And so, but there's a lot of misunderstanding about how people can access that and then what the costs can be. So, we go into that. Health insurance, some family, farm and ranch families choose to have someone working off the farm in order to have access to that health care. And, depending on their situation, that might be the most ideal situation. But then it also kind of can limit maybe the number of farm workers that you have. So if one partner is, needing to be at work 40 hours a week and they need help on the farm, they have to kind of try to figure that out. So that's kind of related to the health insurance needs. And we need to have that health insurance if just for the being able to take care of that need for the family. But if an accident happens or a health issue arises, medical debt is one of the leading reasons people file bankruptcy. And we all know if we've had any medical issues, we know that that can be very expensive to manage.
Well, I know you and I get to be part of another programming called Annie's Project, and it focuses on women involved in agriculture. And that when we visit with those ladies, we see a lot of them working off the farm or ranch because of insurance reasons. But yet I would think you would agree with me when visiting with them, they wish they could be home more and being in production ag with their family. And what an opportunity for families to come together and to learn more about their options. I applaud you for doing that.
And really the focus is just knowing what your options are because we don't necessarily always understand everything. I'm not going to say that we're going to help reduce your healthcare costs with this program because we may not, but we might be able to provide another option that you hadn't been able to think of before. What's really great about this program is that there's as it's it won't be as presenters, we won't just be talking to you. We have a number of activities. We have there's a workbook that every participant is going to get, where they'll be able to kind of work through some scenarios to help them figure out what's best for their situation. No one is going to have, it's not a one size fits all situation. And so, the one thing that I really like about this program is that it's very hands-on and there's some active learning involved in it. And it can maybe open up some lines of communication between the partners or the individuals involved in the operation and help them talk about things that they maybe didn't realize they needed to discuss or didn't know much about, and then to help them make those decisions. And with the childcare module, kind of works that same way with, there's, sometimes someone works off the farm to have access to that child care. Sometimes the person working off the farm might be the one who would provide the child care at home. And so then you have the issue of who else is going to watch or care for the children who may not be old enough to be involved in the farm operation. And we know that A farm is a great place to grow up. I grew up on a farm. It was, lots of freedom and things to do. But, there is that risk of some kind of injury or harm. And so, we talk about, the participants will be able to work through what's the best option for them and, what the costs of it could be and maybe, some of those different scenarios with that.
To kind of go back to the child care one, I actually had a friend call me one day about that one. She'd seen it up on our website and said, "Hey, that one looks really interesting." And I put her into contact with you because I knew you were the one engaged in that programming. And I just know she just happened to have a little one here in the past year, and so I know that. And she works off the farm, and so. We need to have babies born to keep this world going and having people in agriculture. And so I just, again, I'm going to go back and applaud you for doing a program like this to engage the whole family, both young, ones that are, looking at the family, the family dynamics of integrating childcare to looking at healthcare and health insurance there. And I have to admit, we don't talk about integrating childcare very often in most of our programming. So it's very unique and different to me in regards to that.
And both of these topics are that was kind of the maybe the reason that the program was developed is because these costs are can be very detrimental to a family because you have to take care of this, and if you can't necessarily afford it or the cost is so overwhelming, it can impact the rest of your operation and some other decisions that you might be making in terms of your operation. So I just want to point out, so this program that we have scheduled for November is in Winter, South Dakota, but we are planning to host the program in other locations throughout the state. We don't have dates set, but just to give you an idea, we plan to host the program in Lemon, in Robin's hometown. Early 2026, we'll go to Pierre kind of later in 2026, and then we do hope to have the program virtual, kind of later 2026 or early 2027. But if those of you who are listening are in another location and you have an interest in having this program in your location, please just reach out to myself or Robin so we can get in contact to let us know that you're interested in it. We're very w interested and willing to offer this to wherever we can. And I say we because it's not just me. We have other extension field specialists who are that I'm collaborating with on this program to do this too. So,
Well, I'm super excited you're going to be in Lemon.
yeah,
I get to see you, plus be
I
able to
know.
help promote that program to our farmers and ranchers and their families. Again, it's a whole family. I think that's really important. Whole family, not just one person in that family, I think is important to understand too.
And that's why for our for registration, we are providing childcare and providing a meal. So you guys can the whole family can come. And the costs are, if you're one person is $20 per person or $50 for the family. So and our registration is on our extension web events page. I always forget what the email or what the website is. It's extension.sdstate.edu, right?
So I just want also to clarify for the listeners that do they have to attend both sessions, for instance, coming up in winter, or can they just pick the one that is most relevant for them?
Pick the one that's most relevant to you. So, if you don't have young children, I don't have to worry about childcare. I wouldn't recommend you come to that one. So either come to the ones that are of interest to you. There is a separate registration for both of them. So just so you know that.
Excellent. Well, Usually at the beginning of our podcast, I'd like to have our guest introduce herself a little bit more,
Oh,
and
I
you
didn't
kind
do
of,
that.
that's all right. We can go back to that because we got right into the programming and what you're offering in, but I really wanted people to understand, who you are and why is this so important to you. We've had the opportunity to work together for several years, and I know you have, even though really you don't have any type of agriculture terminology in your job description at all. It's family resource management. But why is this so important to you?
So, as Robin already mentioned, I'm the family resource management field specialist. When I first started in this position, I didn't feel like I was meeting the needs of people in South Dakota because I wasn't doing a lot of work with in the agricultural area. Not that families don't need budgeting and resource management information. It's just that where I was doing programming wasn't there. So I first started working with Robin with the Annie's project, and really just to maybe better understand what the needs are of farm and ranch families. And in South Dakota, we have our population is predominantly living in rural communities. And the concerns that people have about their personal finances for farm and ranch families is maybe a little bit different than individuals who live in the urban set or in the cities or as we define cities in South Dakota. And I did grow up on a farm, but haven't lived or had any. Really, anything to do with the farm life since I went to college. And I think, the main thing is just really to get to know and understand the needs of individuals. But I think that understanding how to manage our resources and knowing that our finances are a part of that. And it's not just about, creating a budget and, paying our bills on time, but it's about making decisions of the best way to use our resources based on our situation. And everybody's situation is different. With farm families, the operation impacts their household finances. And the more I work with farm families, the better I can understand and then provide the education that's really needed to help them improve their financial well-being.
Thank you for sharing that, because I think Lorna is such a wealth of resource or wealth of information, and provide resources to our farm and ranch families in that family dynamics and the financial stress that can occur if that farm and ranch, like she said, the farm and ranch and household income, a household budget, excuse me, are very well linked. And so she can help with that and work through that. And I encourage everyone that if you're struggling, or not even struggling, but want to learn more, reach out to Lorna. Google her, Lorna Sebo Woundahead, and you'll find her and visit with her, because she really truly has that passion to work with people, and especially farm and ranch families.
And so a good way to reach out to me is on our extension web page. Click on the wellness tab and then the personal finance tab. I do provide financial counseling through my work here at SDSU Extension. I am an accredited financial counselor. And so if you do have questions or concerns, or just want a review of your situation, if you fill out the form that you'll find on that web page, it'll get to me, and then we can set up a time to meet either as an individual or as a couple or kind of whatever the situation is.
Well, awesome. Well, we need to wrap up this episode of Cattle HQ, but just a reminder to our listeners that they will be hosting in a whole farm planning integration of childcare on November 12th in winter. And then on November 19th in winter, they're hosting whole farm planning integration of healthcare and health insurance. And so to go to our SDSU Extension website, go to our events area, and you will be able to register for both of those, or whichever one is best fits your needs. So, but like she said, it's $20 or $50 for a family. There is childcare provided and supper, which is a win to me. And so Again, any questions, feel free to reach out to Lorna. Any last comments, Lorna, before we end this podcast?
Robin, thanks for an opportunity to promote this program. And for those of you that are listening, if this isn't something that really fits your situation, share it with your friends and family for, anyone who might be interested in this programming.
And be watching our website for upcoming programs across the state of South Dakota, as they move this throughout the state. Once again, this has been Cattle HQ, brought to you by SDSU Extension, headquarters for all things beef cattle. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for the latest beef information. Until our next episode, remember to live a great story.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Cattle HQ, brought to you by SDSU Extension, headquarters for all things beef. We invite you to visit extension.sdstate.edu for the latest beef information, as well as subscribe to the show on Spotify. You will also find show notes and resources from today's episode. Until next time, remember, success is not a goal, it's a byproduct.